Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening or good afternoon, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Voice of Indigenous People, by the people, for the people, and of the people. My name is Amin, and your host will be Chinupa Glukhamani, who is a warrior, who is fighting against injustice done to the people on Turtle Island. So this, as we say, this show will start with a prayer and end with a song. So people, welcome back to Indigenous Voice, for the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people. So we are here to discuss, we would like your input on your topic, what you may want to discuss, what is on your mind, what is on your thoughts, what is happening in your neck of the woods, what's happening in your reservation, your city, your town. And we would like your input on all these things. The show, remember, this show is your show, and you have a voice to express what you need to express. As I said before, we the indigenous people on this land of Turtle Island does not really get an opportunity, or many opportunities, to have a radio station to voice our concern, our opinion. So we should take great care, responsibility, and interact with our hosts and our guest hosts. And we know that some people don't like talking, they like listening, but the show's only as good for those who participate in the show. We need to hear your input. Remember, this show can be taken off anytime. I'm like, I hope it don't be, but you never know. Circumstances may change. So we need to get your input and your concern with what's happening to you. Listen, audience, our topic has always been self-determination, independence, and autonomy. The word, we keep expressing this over and over again. But I don't know, some people might have new listeners, new callers that might not have heard this message. So we reiterate these messages so those who are new on the call know what we are talking about and trying to explain what we're talking about. So as I would say, independence is very important. You don't talk about independence. You live independent. But what I mean by you live it, you mean that you govern yourself. And by you govern yourself, I mean that you are not letting anyone else control your life. You control your own life. As I said before, if you let someone control your life or somebody think for you, then your thought is their thought and their action is your action, their action is not your action. So independence means that you control your own destiny, your own thoughts, your own mind, your own feelings, and your own family life, the structure of your business. But we know that the government always try to put an input and trying to destroy our self-independence, and always trying to put a foot in our neck and control it by any means necessary. As I was saying, that government, if you give the government something, they always want something back from you 10 times more than what you give them. And we know that governments are very controlling, very diabolical, and very sinuous government, and the problem, and the question is, do the government care for you? I don't think it does. And so that's why we need independence of them. Weighing ourselves off the government assistance and what it's trying to give us. I didn't say it's going to be easy, but nothing comes easy when you want determination, self-independence. You know, and if you really want it, you strive for it, and hopefully one day it will come to you. So the topic, also I have a topic I want to ask people, is that why should we blame the white people? Should we blame the whole nation of white people, or should we blame the people that's in the establishment? So give me some input on that.
Hey, hello, this is Oyate.
Thank you.
You remember what I told you last time?
Mm-hmm.
What was that? We're all suffering from this PTSD. carry forward, right?
Right.
We're all victims of the injustice and everything that was perpetrated on all of our people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created by the white people. They were all the ones in the government. They were all the ones in the Catholic Church. It was all white people. I think, you know, somewhere along the line, they got a black guy in there too, you know, Buffalo Soldier. But, you know, 99.9.9, you can go on, it was white people. And so because we have this PTSD, CF, all the white people have this, you know, this conspiracy that they've carried forward also. You know, they're compliant and complicit in all of this stuff. They're like accessories after the fact. And so they're responsible. That's why you have to blame them. Because it was only them, nobody else. And so right now, you know, and right now there's more than white people involved in this. Now, all these other people, black people, the Asian people, all these other immigrant people, they've signed on to this American conspiracy. And so you also have to put them in the blame game. Unless they take themselves out of it, they want to help us or something. So, you know, that's pretty much where it's at. I don't know if Tanopa's on yet, but I wanted to know that I just a minute ago got a hold of Shush. Shush is the leader. He's the leader in the Chiricahua Apache area down there, independence area movement. He's trying to get independence for the Chiricahua Apache Nation, and they have a large, large area down there that belongs to them in Arizona, and it goes into Mexico. But you know, they want independence also because they're having problems. They've always had problems with their tribal government in the United States. So I wanted to let him know that I got a hold of Shush. He just called me. He wants to talk after the show. I have his phone number and his email address, and I'm going to send him a copy of the covenant. And he told me that he wants to get together with us. That we need to talk is what he said. So we're on our way with that, and we got another. Yeah. Hopefully, and Shush, if you ever heard Shush talk, this guy is an excellent speaker. I mean, he knows what to say and how to say it. I'm telling you. So anyway, hopefully we'll have him in our corner when we get going here further on this. You know, you heard me mention yesterday that when I learned of how the American government and the Christian people treated our people, what they did to them,
mm-hmm.
the atrocities that they committed upon them. When I learned of that, I just couldn't believe it. This is way back in the 70s, 71. I said, you mean they did this to our people, to my people, doing anything about it? And that's when I decided, I'm going to do something about this, because they got to be held accountable for this. And they have not been. And so anyway, that's where we stand today. Thank you, guys.
Snoop is not on here yet, but hopefully, he'll be coming soon. He might have heard you say that. No, he's not here yet. So anybody else, 505-3576, and more on this project.
Yeah, this is Rachel. if anybody pays attention out here, this government, that white government, are doing to their people now, and their people are just getting a sampling of what this white government has done. And the white people have done to the people in this country, the Native people, and all across around the world. And these people are heaven, a brainwashed reverse psychology meltdown. They haven't even put up with an ounce of adversity, of taste of what that government can do to your life and put in your life. And you can see them out here. They're all cracking up. They're all cracking up. But these people that are cracking up has been that white man's crutch all along. And they're falling down, these white people who've been their crutch. And I call them enablers. They're losing them. They're losing them to mental breakdowns. They're losing them to being in prison and jail because of their actions. So they're losing their crutch and their base that's helped enable them and keep them supported up. So I sit back and I watch this and I hear these people. I watched this rally thing up in Washington today. And these people are, they're having a meltdown, and one said it just right. I'm frustrated. I'm confused. I don't know what to do anymore with this government. You got your house taken away. Well, welcome to the club, lady. Because the Native people and the black people in this country have had far more taken away from them than you could ever imagine. And you white people out here are sitting and losing your cookies real quick. You're losing it real quick. When our people have endured for years and decades to adversity, trauma, horrors. But when they put it on their own people, they can't even take an ounce of it. And it's been these same people out here who've been putting their adversity on the minority people in this country. Muslims, Mexicans, blacks, Asians, natives. But now they're getting a little bit of taste back. And like I said, they can't take it. Guess what? Rome is starting to burn. We should all pull our fiddles out like Nero and start playing. White people can't take an ounce of what they dish out. And it's coming. Their own stuff is coming back on them to haunt them. And the crutches that's been holding this white government up, they're losing them now. And that's going to make that government very vulnerable. That's why I say, when I hear white people talk about genocide and other stuff, you guys don't know nothing. You guys go through a little ounce of adversity in your life and you fall apart. Go live in a black person's life for a day. Go live in a Native person's life for a day. go live in a Muslim's life for a day. And let's see if you could live one day in their life. That's all I got to say.
Now, when you said blame them, what do you mean by blame them, or how should we blame them? What do you mean by blame them, or for what? Blame them, how should we blame them, or what should we blame them for?
For their everything. They pull reverse psychology on people to break them down. They put them in a situation by violence. If they can't get you to break by you voluntarily allowing your mind to break, then they will use violence. Well, that's what they do. That's what you blame them for.
Now, my question is this, that should we blame the whole race of the white people, or should we blame the people that's in charge, that's getting the orders to do this to the people?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. There's good white people out there. But if you wait around long enough, those people, eventually at some time, in my experience in my life, they even themselves will realize they have deep, either racist thoughts themselves. And sometimes they don't even know it until it just pops out of them. And I've heard people, oh, I can't believe I said that. I don't know whether you say you blame the whole race or not, but I do know from my experience that they've all got this white controlling racist in them. Some of them just have it in them buried. They know about it, and some have it, but they don't know it, but it does pop out eventually. So to tell you the truth, I don't know whether you blame the whole race or not, but my experience is stick around them long enough, they tend to show it. That whiteness in them, you know, that we blame them, what they've caused. It's there. But some people just either keep it buried, they put it away in the closet, and some don't even know they got it, but it's there. But no, the ones you blame is that government. And all the people that follow that government and believe the way that government, and it's okay how the government treated the races of people in this country, starting out with the Native people, the Black people, the Asian people when they came over in the 1800s, then the Muslims. They need to be blamed, and they need their asses ripped up, verbally, physically, or whatever.
Anyone else want to expound on this topic? Anyone else have anything else to say?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. We hear you.
Etta from the Navajo Nation.
Uh-huh.
This sister is exactly right. You know, what's happening now is we have, we have this COVID come about around us. So everybody's taking advantage. And I've always said this to the political people right in their face. They get grants and money, and then they try to hire a lot of the Indian tribes. And that's how they make a living, and using the Indian people. And that's what I know what's happened, on the Navajo Nation. And then they go... I've seen them go before the state of New Mexico for money, using the Indian people. And it's just not right. And it doesn't help either to have some people having nonprofit organizations running around showing our culture, our ways of life that's supposed to belong to us, not them. You know, I'm sick and tired of people, you know, doing that. And some people don't even talk to me because they know I'm just straight direct forward with them right in their face, whether they're Navajos or whether they're half or what. I'm just sick of how they're just, you know, using our Indian people in that way. Because I, you know, I use my culture, my traditional ways of life, and that's the way I live, at my choice. But when we were younger, our old folks, you know, said, oh, go to Sunday school and whatnot, but no more. My choice is my way, my Diné way of life now. I use our traditional practitioner helping out the ceremonials and all, so. And that's just like, we have a lot of, like, in our government, that's the way it's running now. All the Western way, they forgot about who signed the treaty and who brought the people home. It was our medicine people, our Hatkafis. They were the ones that signed the treaty and they brought the people home. Now they're trying to screw with everybody's head. And they can't even get nothing done. That's all I got to say.
I mean, we appreciate your information and coming on and speaking. You know, that, you know, we appreciate. You know, people are racist. You're not born to be a racist. You're taught to be a racist, you know. And not only you taught to, you know, so anybody else have anything else to respond on this topic of why should we blame the white people? Should we blame the whole nation of white people, or should we just blame the government for what's been happening?
Well, there comes your brother Ali. Peace and salutation to the indigenous people. Yeah, man, I think you know, when you just spoke on the subject of them not being born like that, but it's a learned behavior that they go through the process from their relatives or society or whoever promoting, and oftentimes it is the government incognito hiding behind the veil trying to perpetrate the fraud has this. People just hate each other because of their skin or their nationality or reputation. When all the time it's a conspiratorial agenda, from what I see with my own understanding. And they learn, they're taught in schools, they're taught in different type of institutions that this white supremacy and racism exist in. And the only thing I think is to, like the difference is, you know, to honor your ancestors by learning the ways of the ancients and cultures that was permeated before their arrival. And that would be a solution in terms of trying to fight and combat that sort of discrimination and racism against the indigenous population. So I just want to share that as a thoughtful insight.
Yeah, I'm the And a very good for on it. Now, my thing is that we blame the people for all the atrocity and genocide and all this bad behavior they had, then what are we gonna do after that? What other plans we have as we start blaming them? Then what else what are you gonna do after that?
You live your life and you make it a point. You don't let them break your mind and you don't let them talk to you. And you make sure they know that. The white people in this country need to learn their place. They really do.
So,
everybody needs to get strong-minded and realize they can be put in their place, that government, the police, or neighbors. We got to stop taking their crap.
So that's where the independent structure and self-determination and autonomy come in, that we go, like the brother said, we go to the UN as one voice with many nations and do the call, and, you know, like you say, charge these people with genocide, and crimes to humanity. you know, so that's one way we can start doing things. And that might be the only way to make things. And stand up, you know, stand up. I'm gonna let our voice be heard. Who do you want?
There's one thing that we can take and say to them. When you can recognize, even in a war, what comes from a war in another country where people are broken mentally, physically, financially, and starving because of a war. But you can't sit over here and realize you did that to people in your own country that were the original inhabitants of this country. But you can sympathize when you go over to a war-torn country, Woodrow Wilson, and you can sit there and say the words about the tore-up land, the state and condition mentally and physically and financially these people are in. They're sitting starving because of the war that happened in their country. And you can sympathize with that, but you can't even accept and acknowledge what you did over here. You did the very same thing to the people over here that you're having sympathy for other people in another country.
Wow, great deal. Oh, he's not on there yet.
Anybody else has any on this top or one another top you want to discuss? The mic is open, and this is your show. Yeah. Come on, people. Let's talk.
Good evening.
Yeah, I know y'all have opinions. I know y'all can. I know anybody has opinions. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jabril, let me go up.
Okay, we hear you. You guys have to talk a little more. We have a kid in the background.
Okay, good evening. I'm tuning in to the show from outside. I'm not in the studio tonight, but happy to be back on the show with you guys. You were talking about, I heard you talk a little bit about the independence when I came in on the show, and you mentioned about blaming, who do we blame for all the chaos and stuff that's going on in the lives of the people here in our country. And I think, first of all, we need to blame those who govern the society, those who came here as refugees and who destroyed things, you know, and who destroyed ways of life of all of our people. And now they even destroy their own homes, their own families, and everybody around them, although we do understand who they are. They are two tribes, two tribal nations. They come from a mountainous region. We call them the Caucasus. Between Russia and Germany is the area over there where Sultukas, they spoke about these two destructive nations. The one, Zulkarnain, he came, and the people said, we pay you tribute if you can put a barrier between us and them back some centuries ago before they got looped everywhere. So he walled them up between the mountain gorge. It was only one pass in or out. It's the Caucasian people. One tribe, they call them Khazars in the modern pronunciation. The older text, they call them Jews were my Jews, or the English people call them Gog or Magog. It's two tribes, and they are, their description is that they are very destructive, and that they destroy everything they touch, they put their hands on. And there's certain people today who fit this description. If a criminal fit the description, most likely it's him. So, but we have witnessed with our own eyes who these people are and what they're about, what they do. And there's good and bad in every community, but them as a whole they have a deficiency in their, something in their makeup, the way they're made or who they are, which causes them to, I guess, act this way, behave in this category. And they don't always come in a fair skin color. The majority of them are, they say white, but they're not actually white, but their tribes, they are those people. Jews were my Jews. They destroy everything they put their hands on. They touch it, it's going to be ruined. And that's just how it is. I just wanted to put that out there. Blame, yeah. Blame them. But I blame us. You know why I blame us? Because we're allowing it to happen. We allow them to do what they're doing. This land belongs to us. When I meet these people and I put it in their face, this is mine. Oh, it's mine too. No, it's not. Your great-great-grandparents came as a guest seeking refuge. So you still a refugee. Show me some document that we gave you permission to be here. Oh, I'm American. I'm this and that. Let's go back to the root of it. The realness of it. Not the illusion, not the but to the reality. That's something a lot of people don't want to deal in, is the reality of it, because it's too real. First of all, you've got to look at yourself. What are you doing? To increase the goodness, or are you joining in the corruption? 1492, they brought a corruption, although we probably had our own corruption just going on, too, because it's the innate nature of humans. But we faced a tribe, we hosted a tribe of people or people from that nation of those two tribes. We hosted them as a refugee, and we have experienced that which was foretold to us 1,400 years ago. 1,400 years ago, we had this knowledge about these people. We took them in. We married them. We still married them. We still living with them. We still dealing with them. But it's our fault that it's happening, because we're allowing it to happen. We allow tribal governments and city governments and all these other people to tell you the power is the people. Not the people who are there to be elected to work for you. But if your head is stuck in a beer can or a weed bag or a pill bottle or any other substance that keeps you away from reality, then we never be able to solve our problems and rise up as the true leader of mankind. And the true leader of mankind is the one who is walking the straight road. He's in touch with his creator. He forjoys good, he forbids evil. No matter what they doing, they can't do it if we don't let them do it. What is independence? Independence is what your mom used to tell you. Stand up on your own two feet. Be a man. And all those men that heard that from our mothers and our grandmothers. Stand on your own two feet. Leaning on the wall, get up off the wall, stand up straight. Sit up in the chair.
Jabril, can you hear me okay? Can
yeah,
you hear me?
I hear you, brother.
Yeah, all right, your brother Chinupa. Hey, listen, I apologize for coming on late, but I will amplify and kind of give some noted, you know, understandings to what my little brother Jabril's saying. All right? Now, first of all, Mitakipi, listen to this real carefully. The other day after the radio show, I had a real strong, indefinite encounter with my family, my children in perspective, okay? And one of the things I was referring to them and many others that surrounded us, it's good that we got Mark out here in South Dakota, some of our dog soldiers from Montana come down. They brought my daughter home, my daughter Yvonne. I'm grateful for that. And so what I wanted to really contest to all of you is to really take a look at understanding this. Many years ago, our ancestors used to tell us, don't pick up the white man's way of life. If you do, it's going to be hard for you to put down. Our ancestors were right. The other thing to it is that when you do pick up the white man's way of life, it'll never be the same. Why is it never going to be the same? Because of this simple, you know, bureaucracy. Number one is going to be this. If you pick up the white man's way of life, two things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to make whatever you picked up by the white man your grandparents. Whatever you picked up by the white man also becomes your parents. And whatever becomes your parents that you picked up will also be your aunt and uncle. And what else you ever picked up will also become your brother and sister. And the list will go on and on compared to that. That's what they called a conspiracy to commit murder of oneself, one's soul. And so the reality to this, folks, is that we are all brought up into a way of life that never is ours, from a tribal government's perspective to the Bureau of Indian Affairs to Indian departments and so forth. These are things that are supposed to help you, essentially. But if you put a half-breed in braids and send him to Washington, D.C., he represents the indigenous population that still speak the language because a fucking half-breed can't do it. No different than our black folks. You give a sophisticated black man like Snoop Doggy Dogg and all them son of a bitches that are doing commercials, and you put them out there, they represent the black people. That's not the way life is, because he's not black enough, because he's a man with no language, no roots to where he came from, no cultural identity. You see, that's the problem with how America practiced and perfects colonial policies to strip people of their original identity. And so you give him a name called Snoop Doggy Dogg, or you give him some name like Russell Means or fucking Julian Bear Runner or that newly elected tribal president for the Oglala Sioux tribe. You give him a name called Kevin Keller. You know, these are the things that are detrimental to our safety and our well-being to ourselves. And the hard part is we're all caught up in it. And like I've always said that I've learned from my grandfather, just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians. Just because it looks like a black man and sounds like a black man don't mean it's a black man. And the list can go on. But just because it looks white and sounds white, it is white. And that's it. But the hard part is this. Until we recognize the faults that were created by the white race that was bestowed upon indigenous people and others of color, and put that blame of that recognized behavior that we have to also condone ourselves for that. We have to take the blame for picking that shit up because it's hard for us to put down. We have to acknowledge that, folks. Now, the only way you could overcome and succumb all this shit is you have to think free and independent. And like our ancestors say, meaning that whatever you're going to do, do it for the future. So in Cheyenne, they would say, that's Cheyenne. Mashika would be more or less like Nagadawi. Simple. And then this fucked up heinous language. We have to recognize our faults within ourselves as free and indigenous people that lived independently. And without recognizing them, with the language that the blood you have in your heart, ladies and gentlemen, you lose. And that's not my fault. It's yours because like I said, let's take that reflection. When my brother, my daughter, come back from Montana, my brother just got out of the hospital. My brother said, and I love this. He said, oh, I don't want nothing to do with him. Okay, this is his brother, his oldest brother, the only brother that he's got, my baby brother. And he said he wants nothing to do with his brother. Well, okay, but let's look at his backyard that he messed up when he was shitting on himself. And you're listening on his, hear this. My brother could not control himself. He was going bathroom on himself. That shit stunk. So his older brother had to take care of him. But yet, does that give him the opportunity and privilege to say he don't want nothing to do with his brother? Because money is the issue. Money is what erases people's memory of the brain to think freely. And that's what my brother did. Now he's doomed. And my brother's facing an existence of two things. He picks up alcohol, he's dead. Number two, the blood is not pure no more in my brother's body. Therefore, it's making his skin turn black. What does that tell you? He's dead and he doesn't even know it. And so his anger, mental objective and mode is the same way. The same way my daughter. Nobody told her to go to Montana, but she followed a man up there, figuring this man loved her. Women don't know love no more. Because if they did, they wouldn't be treating men the way they are today. And you all know that. That's the hard part. We try so much to tell women, back up with me, come with me. They won't do it. They think they have the answer. This material world was created by the white man. Again, it was created, this material world, by the white man. White man created it with the help of his white women. And that's the hard part that you all keep running into. You keep going to them. Keep going and doing it. It's offensive to us that are struggling to remain free in the school of independence that are staying connected to the Earth Mother. My Grandpa Roy just showed up because I wanted to have a good day. I wanted to share a blessing with my little brother Jabril, because every phone number I called, none of you answered it. Well, don't answer it no more when I call you. Don't answer that damn son of a bitchin' phone, okay? What happened today in the spiritual foundation? I prayed. I prayed because I need to pray to stay balanced with all the shit I go through in Indian country. And the sad thing about it was my daughter was in the presence of me. And my daughter is supposed to be spiritual because she's a young woman. She said it. Dad, when I come back, I want you to cleanse me. No, you cleanse yourself. I'll sing and pray for you on this side while you cleanse yourself. Did she take that responsibility on? No. See, that's the hard part. This is my child. Almost 40 years old. She's 39. In a few days, she turns 40. This is my daughter, okay? So I had to tell her, look, what did you learn from your mom? You're both grandmas, your grandma Yvonne and your grandma Cecilia. Your grandma Yvonne is who you named that. What did you learn from them three women? And she said, all I know how to do for my mom was drink. But grandma Ma or grandma Yvonne and grandma Cecilia, I learned a lot of things. Okay. So what was those things? I'm supposed to wade in black mud if I'm going to clean myself. Duh. She learned that from my late mother, Yvonne Jane Martin. See, this is way that a single father raised his kids, but I could not teach them women's stuff because I'm not a woman. I had to teach them the aggressive behavior of what it is to be a man and strengthen yourself to protect yourself this way. Knowing the fact that your dad's in your corner if somebody puts a hand on you, and they all know what dad did. You see, that's the reality. We don't see that anymore. And I'm going to say this to you, listening audience. You all talk so much, but you don't know what you're talking for. I talk for the freedom of my people. I talk for the independence of my people. I talk for my people to be left alone at the hands and the discretion of the white race. I'm sick and tired of them, man, pulling tabs on us all the effing time, but the white man get away with it. He kills every day. He kills raccoons, dogs, birds, turkeys, deer, and he keeps doing it because you people allow it. You don't talk about what that evil devil is doing. Instead, you want to talk nonsense. Nonsense is the only thing you want to talk about. The white man gave us this language to neutralize you from your own. Your language is outside. The animals still have it. Get your behinds over there and learn it. Regardless if it affects you and it takes a slow, patient process, do it, Indians, do it. Enough already, man. I shouldn't have to explain that to you. If you're an adult, understand what that termination and that terminology of that word is. Then you'll know what the hell I'm talking about. I did not have a father. The white race killed my dad. I was raised a bastard, okay, in the white man's eyes. But I had a grandfather. I had a mother and a grandmother that teach me the abundance of what it meant to be indigenous. And that was Lakota, Cheyenne, and Mexica. They taught me that. So to this day, I still live by that code of honor. And one of the biggest pieces to that code of honor is I see nothing and I say nothing. And that's the hard part. There are scores of people all over wondering what protests are. They masquerade with these signs and talk this, talk that. Well, when are you going to blame him, folks? Only the Republican Party's, you know, party of South Dakotans for Justice. I've seen them have one sign. It said, "Where the hell is John Thune?" So I said, "Well, face that this way." And I went there because there was Indians there. My people were there. And my people were, "Oh, well, we got to get the laws to change this for that and this and that and these murdered women and all this crap." Man, they weren't talking nothing but nonsense. So I stepped up and took the whole thing. What did they people do? They turned around and took all their signs and put them in their vehicles and drove away. "Oh, we're going to go to the Journey Museum's conference room so we can eat." That's shit. That's what I'm saying. If that's all you're going to do, that's not how you pick it. And you're picking it at the wrong place. You should have picked it over at Thune's office. Instead, you did it over at the Republican Party office. What's the difference, America? America has always taught you how to practice and perfect different positions, and guess what you do? You don't blame them, and most of all, you can't turn against them. That's the hard part. Well, I'm sorry, indigenous people, white folk, black, Asian, yellow man. I'm sorry, even my Mexica brothers. Look, you all come from a spiritual being. I come from the buffalo. I come from them, okay? You all have that primitive being you came from. And as primitive we once were, which is just a term that describes ancient, my people are still here struggling. So I told these young boys from Montana, I asked Mark, when you were taking care of this farm, he said the animals had more freedom. Well, he lied to me. He lied to me. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Listen to this, folks. So if you're feeding animals by your hand feeding them, okay? That's not freedom. That's not being free. If you have to feed an animal, you let them feed themselves because they've been doing it since time immemorial. Make sense? But because they're fenced in, crowded and stuff, this is how you domesticate them, by feeding them handouts. Hello? See, this is the problem. We have to own up to our effing lying. And we're all lying today, myself included. At least I tell the truth when I lie. I tell the truth when I lie. And that's the hard part that the rest of the people can't understand. But yet the mother that we walk upon, which is our grandmother, and our father, which is the grandfather of the sky, is looking down upon us. We walk upon our mother every day, every second, every moment. We sleep on her, and the blanket is our grandfather. These are things that we know about as indigenous people striving to remain free. And the sad thing about it is we all talk too much. But I'll say this as we're getting close to the top of the hour, okay? I'm going to say this. Mitaki pe honey o yate mitaki lechus e wogalaka. Kokata ke wo yukse wanzi suta e atuank te hanta. Shante ogna tima e tuanyo. Hechano ki taku hena yaglunish niki hena hina pchinkte. Wola kota ki le na wichoy ki le on kiu hapi hena tima e ungna kapi. Naha ampetu wanzi hena wichach luite hanta. Wichay yukite hanta hena hina pchokte. Ho, mecha hechamo. Chanu pagloha mani taku lena tronkashla waki lena ospema ke bruchiche ni kawana hina pchapi. Chet chokata ki alechins e chamo. Taku lena owaska na tak sitte hena mila hanska ki kakab. Onki e toni hena kakab iab onki yipsni. Wanti agna hechins e ake onki yabi. He onchi atagni hinapche oki isni. Nietzsche hechano pi min taki ebi. Se itsuha na ahti hunk was ake suta chante ogna oispa oki he. Hena chokata ka onki isna la hechins e chokata onki yabi. Lila oik pi hecha. Ashi nihans ni khahia lechus e. Waman khans ka ihaka mun kupi. Ash toki lalab he. Toki lalab he mitake bi. Toki lalab, toki utkhani lalab he. Wa ake tkhaatsi mitkhaatsi 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 ata bulutinzwa. He na wa stesni as necha he chano. He on cha lechta atu chante ogna o aste taku e pcheki he na hechus e wa aglaki. Now turn it back as we get to the top of the hour. I'm not going to explain what I said to you. If you're all indigenous people, you'll have some kind of clue of an understanding what I said to describe what we're doing to ourselves and the ones yet to come. Today, they say the seventh generation is here. The seventh generation done passed. The eighth generation that came from the seventh generation are failing us. They're into drugs. The Oglala Sioux tribe supposed to be outlawed from drugs and alcohol, but they're selling it both legally and illegally. And the feds are waiting to come in to arrest them sons of bitches because they're selling them not only to juveniles, but adolescent adults that have nothing but a criteria of dilemma created by sociological deformatory, which is all vested upon centripetism. It's a heinous bipolar disorder that, you know, centripetism has compounded its foundation into the hearts of every indigenous people. And that Eurocentric bipolar disorder, we're all in it. People, we're all in it. So as we get to the top of the hour, I'm going to wrap that part up and give it back to the others, because the only way you're going to remain connected and free, you got to act like it and talk like it. And until then, they'll never hear you, folks. And I rest my case with that. Back to you, Brother Jabril. Thank you guys for hosting the show again. I told you I was going to get heavy tonight, and that's what I'm doing. So I will it back to you.
Okay, people, the board is lit up. Let's start talking. Engage. Come on. This is your show. Anybody else have anything to say on this topic? Wow, people, y'all can't be silent. This board is lit up. No, someone got something, right? Ooh, all these people on this board, no one got nothing to say.
They're guilty. That's why. See, that's the hard part, okay? And so let's just carry this conversation on. Here's three important issues, thanks to our sister, Leona Brando, that gave us the opportunity to have a show. Okay? She did, our sister, Leona. And she, too, is struggling. She's got a boy that's incarcerated, struggling because they're mistreating him in there through health and otherwise, all these, you know, sociological deformities through these conditions that are imposed upon people. The brothers and sisters are locked up in every colonial pre-dated, you know, prison camp, whether it's state, federal, maximum security unit, special housing unit, whatever you want to call them, FCIs, state correctional centers, whatever. They all, they give it a falsified name that describes housing adult offenders, like the reservations, adult offenders facility. But it's all the same thing. It's a dungeon created from Rome. It's a prison. And many other countries outside my waters have done that to neutralize the voices of people. To neutralize the voices of people, man. And the sad thing about it is you don't want to express it. I don't want to listen to nonsense no more because that's what I get from it. But the spiritual awakening has come back in 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It's almost 8 years old, okay? And we got five more years to catch up to it. In the spiritual foundation of cleansingness, the same way white people do ethnic cleansing to people of color. And if I have an opportunity to stretch what my opinion is that becomes popular, God damn it, I'm going to do it for you, not for me, for you, listening audience, because there's nothing you can do for Chinupa. There's nothing that you have that I want. But I'm confident that I have something you want, and it's called being free and left alone. And once you have that, you can mastermind anything because then that white man will take you serious and leave you the fuck alone. And that's the hard part. And he'll glare at you. He'll look down at you. He'll do it all. He wants you to react to see if you're going to create a violent structure. Well, I'm past that, too. I just beat the shit out of a white man one hit for hitting my big dog on the side of a rib with a bottle of beer. My dog, he hit the God, ripped that around, take the G, and put it in front of the OD, you got God. That's what dogs symbolically represent. And that white man hit my God. That's how much I love my dog. I love my God, so I protected my God, and I had to hit him to stop him. You're not going to harm my God, white man. And them dogs are in everybody's household waggling their tail to greet you even though you can't greet him. You can't love him. You can't care for him. You put him on a leash. You put him on a muzzle. You do everything to domesticate them. And the sad thing is you know it. You know it, people. And that's the hard part. And I say this to myself. A grandma asked me to check her oil. She didn't know how to get the dipstick out because she couldn't find it. So I looked in the engine, and it's one of them ones that are built on top of the oil cap. Toyota came out with that many years ago. So I look into the engine, and she said, I need to check my oil, and I don't know where the dipstick is. I said, ma'am, the dipstick's right here. Where? And I unloosed it. No, that's the oil cap. Trust me, ma'am. Please trust me. So this is a grandma. So I twist that cap off and there's the dipstick. I pull it out, clean it, put it back in, pull it back out. I said, ma'am, you're full. You're full, okay? So you're going, you know, just wherever you're going, get going. And when you get there, check it again. If it needs it, pull it forward in. Okay, you're full. What does she do? She reaches in her purse and she says, and she said this out of her own. I take it you're an Indian. I said, well, last time I looked at myself, I am. She said, okay, I have to give you something. I said, no, you don't have to give me nothing. You see, if I take something from you, and I'm going to say this to you, Grandma, if I take something from you, and even though you have a Spanish accent, you got to be Mexica. I can't call you a Spaniard because that's not who you are. So, Grandma, if I take what gift you give me, that means I'm taking everything from my grandmother, and I cannot do that. Because I'm an elder, too. I'm a grandfather. So you keep it. Keep it for yourself. Grandmother Earth probably disguised you as that woman to see if I still serve her. And ma'am, I do. Okay? Enjoy your day and drive home safe. All right. So me and the dogs went on. You see, I'm being tested like that all the time. And I get it. That's the hard part for all of you to recognize. You can get belligerently drunk because you're trying to fight the system, but if you back up and slow down and allow people to help you instead of because there are people out there in the music world that do they do exactly like that. And guess what? You all buy their CDs. Don't tell me you don't, because you all listen to them. That even includes me. I'm putting myself in that boat with all of you. Quit rocking it. That's the hard part. Every time you rock that boat, somebody falls off and you can't pick him up to put him back in. Enough already. So here's three brothers, Jibril, Amin, and Chanup, are trying to help you guys create servitude to help and care for one another with love. Back to you three.
Okay, we got a call that is, 971-2285. Take where you, your name, where you call from, what you're concerned.
Hello, this is Christine. I just called in. Yeah, I called in late. I just got on the line.
Okay.
Oh, well.
You have anything you want to, contribute to the radio show?
No, I was just continuing to work on stuff that happened yesterday that I had shared with you yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, welcome back to the show.
Great to hear from you, Christine, and I believe that's Christine Benelli, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right,
yeah.
Good to hear from
you,
sister. Hey, we're still building our case to go to the UN and file that, man, so you guys are on board. So we'll keep you posted as time draws near.
Okay, thanks for your teaching.
You betcha. Most definitely, we got you. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Ha-ho.
That was well said, Chanupa. Understanding, you know. I really like the part you said about maybe Grandmother Earth disguised as an old woman come to test you, see if you're still true to the game. See, folks, we often get tested. Often we get tested in many forms to see if we stay true to the great creator, true to Mother Earth, true to the inhabitants, true to the trees, to the other people, to the animals. Today I was taking the wife out for a little outing, get away from her stress of work, taking care of the sick. She's the naturopathic doctor, so she's taking care of a lot of our people who are sick and come down with this COVID and all these other ailments, which these crimes perpetrated against humanity. And I find one of our little four-legged brothers laying in the street, a mother squirrel. She's been run over by a car, but she's still alive. So I have to pull over, take her off the road, over to the side of the road, to the grass, and see what was going on with the squirrel. The squirrel is making a transition back to spirit world. One guy pulls up. And he acknowledges what's going on. The people are so busy, they have no concern about that. So these are tests that come about. A lot of times we test it with people, with animals, with family, with finance, with all kinds of things. We get tested to see, are we true or are we not true? Wopila tanka, Chanupa, Guha Money.
Thank you.
The dog show.
Thank you. Oh, greatly honored by that. You see, folks, this is what we try to do, is give you that opportunity to really express what's in your heart. And a lot of times the anger part is what gets you, okay? Just like it gets me. But I use that to defend things that are innocent and get hurt deliberately by the hands of the white race. As I said, my big dog, he didn't do nothing to this white man, but that white man had no right hitting my dog on the side of his ribs with a bottle of beer. Because that's the god, disguised as the dog. Reverse psychology, folks. Now, here's the catch. If you guys are so busy talking about whatever isn't in the eye's key, take a look at this, okay? Look at a house. Look at the fence line that's got animals on the other side. And then look back at your house and see a family inside that house. And ask this question to yourself. Who's really incarcerated? When you look at the fence line and the people inside the house, who's really incarcerated? I want you all to take a good look at that, listening audience, and then build your case of freedom on that. Because once you analyze that and see it, I'll be waiting for your call. 605-517-2621 or 605-517-1547. Any other questions as we get close to the bottom of the hour before we close with the song and, you know, look forward to you all coming back on next week's show? Because tonight, man, I told my brother Jabril and him I was going to get heavy tonight, and I did. And if I scare some of you, hey, it's not my intention to do that. I take full responsibility of my actions and my words. But God dang it, you need to be hearing that stuff because obviously you don't give a damn about the real word of freedom, yet alone you still don't want to pick up independence. Sad but true. If you can't calm yourself down and understand what patience is, why are you walking and talking? Engage before we end the show.
That's powerful. That bring me to another talk to Nupa. We say, Inna Lama al Sabarin. Verily, Creator, the great Creator, is with those who have patience and persevere. Powerful statement there. You got heavy tonight, brother.
Thank you. I told you I was going to do it because frustration sometimes is a beautiful tool as a weapon to use to see exactly what direction we're taking. And sometimes we must look at the direction within ourselves. And once we take a look inside ourselves, then we understand what's missing. Because I ask a lot of people, what is it you really want? And the sad thing about it is, they don't know. Okay, that's the hard part. Well, I want to be free and left alone. And it takes a large amount of people that believe in the same way and talk in the same way. I don't want to hear nothing else. Because all I see, everybody condemning the tribal governments and shit, well, screw them. Let them do that. They're using your name to collect money. Why don't you just go tell them you want your money so you can go buy some food to eat instead of going to the dope house and the bootlegging? That's what's out there now, see? And the government's going to keep doing it to you because you're going to be like that little bird that doesn't get fed a worm, see? If the bird can get out of there as he's nurtured by his parents, he'll learn to fly and get out of there and feed himself. That's independence. That's the way our ancestors once did it. Before the coming of the white race in 1492, our people lived freely according to the traditions and cultures that we were brought upon by the animal creations, okay? I can say that for the buffalo people. Okay? The buffalo nation gave us this life that we two-legged have. And the sad thing is we can't reflect of the goodness to the buffalo people. There are many tribes out there, even in the state of Oklahoma, that are processing and killing buffalo for the wrong thing and raising money off the sales of it, the same as the white man does it everywhere. They're selling our own meat back to us, white man. That's illegal. And you people are sitting back not saying a damn thing.
Well, see, I did reflect
on one thing a day ago or two. Three Pennington County Police Department officers pulled over a little indigenous woman. Little young girl, okay? Three of them, macho guns. She made the remark that she had no reason to be detained, but they did. And they said that she had a traffic violation warrant. Wait a minute. That traffic violation warrant was already superseded in the eyes of the white man. And the agreement was that she could make weekly payments to it in a small amount. And I think it was $12 per week or every 2 weeks. And it's already recorded. So they detained this young girl, this young Indian girl. Now, where was the American Indian movement? Where in the hell was these missing and murdered indigenous women? Where in the hell was that land buyback people, Nick Tilson, the Tilson brothers? What about that idiot that runs around in Rapid City, James Swan, the urban guy, and the rest of the people, the tribal governments, because the tribal governments were hosting a meeting on that day. Our little sister got arrested and detained. Strongheart had to step up. And then again, we had to step up to ease a bigger altercation in front of Prairie Market, the old grocery store downtown Rapid City on East North. Wall-to-wall cops detained our people. And again, where were all those groups? Now, thanks to my brother of Rapid City, okay? Steve Raincounter, if you're listening, I love you, brother. Thank you for stepping up and videotaping and doing our work for us, because I sent him the pictures. Still have not got the pictures, but I thank you for doing a job well done. What Steve did was put a little survey out there, a little question about what happened. And again, where were those guys? Where was the land buyback people? Where was the people in general? Well, why did the tribal government step in and help this little girl? You see, that's my point. They're too busy scratching the white man's behind, kissing his behind, and allowing him to discipline and use falsified discretion against our own people in the name of who we are as red people struggling to remain free. And I thank you, Steve Rain Connor, and your family, and thank you for the gifts that I share with my elders. Thank you. His mom gave us something to help our elders with. And our ranchers that give us the eggs and stuff. Thank you guys, man. David Clark, Tristan Johnson, you know, Brian, all you guys that stepped up, you know, Diane, everyone, you know, Barbara, Alan, you know, shit, all you guys, man, that help out the Stronghold Warrior Society bring back food, you know, and donations to our people and kids. Thank you all for participating. Jabril, Amin, for helping us with gas to get to and from, bring these donations back. You Strongheart Warriors need that servitude of great gratitude. Thank you guys for stepping up. Carlin Red Blanket, Adrian Medicine Horse, you know, Larry Redshirt, you know, Dalbert, Charlie Waters, all you guys, man. The two young brothers from Montana, you know, little Marco, you know, Uncle Bark, you know, Black Crow and his little brother, Jesus. Thank you guys for bringing back my daughter. You guys are Strongheart. Don't forget that. You guys are members of us and many others that are out there. Jabril, Amin, Cleo, all you guys, our brothers down south. You know, you all know who your names are. Oyate, all you guys, man. Thank you guys. Even my brother that was in the struggle in the Wounded Knee 73 siege and, you know, Custer Riot, Dave, what's his name, man? Dave Hill. You know, there's a lot of us old veterans of Wounded Knee still around. We're getting up there in age, man. But I love all you guys, and I stand for you guys in any means necessary to keep the indigenous point of view alive, because this freedom that we're facing, it's a struggle to get that independence, and God damn it, I'm confident that in the end, we'll win. We'll win. I guarantee you we'll win. And that's how we're going to free ourselves from it, because a lot of people are running from them now. This sickness that was created, this COVID-19 coronavirus, take a good look at it. They want to falsify and blame people, but white man need to blame himself. And once he does that and analyze that, he's the problem. Then his healing journey on his red road began. But I'm sorry, he doesn't walk on a red road. He walks on a white road, and there is none. And I rest my case on that subject. As we wrap it down, getting close to the bottom of the hour, you know, of our show, man, I'm just so, I get frustrated because that's where the problems come from. Now, let me ask this as we move on and before we come to a close. You all show me where the indigenous people on the continent of Turtle Island, which we also known as called as the Island Hill, invaded all these other countries outside our waters and forced our way of life on them. You show me where the Lakota, the Cheyenne, the Blackfeet, the Navajo, Nez Perce, Apache, Diné, You know, all of these Western tribes, okay, even them damn Crows, let's see in the Bloodheads, you know, Blood Indians, the Flatheads, you know, all of them, okay? You show me where these tribes took a nuclear bomb and dropped it out there to other countries that are still struggling to remain free. Show me where that exists, and God damn it, I'll rest my case. I'll cut my hair bald-headed and become a skinhead. I'll tattoo the swastika on the side of my head before I die. You'll never find it, folks, because we ain't that kind of people. We didn't drop a bomb on Hiroshima, Tokyo, Japan, and all those other places, China and all. No, white man did that. That greedy bastard is that way. Wants control of everything. And if you allow him to control your spirit, that son of a bitch will do that too. And it's simple. You know how he controls the spirit? Folks, you know how that white man controls it? By killing you, God damn it. That's how he controls you, to put you in a casket, seal you up, arms crossed, throw you under the ground. That's his way, man.
Yes.
And the sad thing about it, you all allow it. Back to you as we come and close it.
Key word, we allow it. We let it happen because we don't stand up and forbid the evil. And that's what the Creator told us to do. Join the good, forbid the evil. That's true independence, folks. And it only happened when we implement. Thank you,
Robert. So you must understand one thing, that if you fear, one thing that the white people, there's two things. If you fear them, then they're gonna come and really put their foot on their neck. But if you show them that you don't fear them, then they start respecting you. So you stop fearing people. You know, like I said, your Creator is, you know, you only see your Creator, not man. You gotta understand, who do you man or the Creator? Yeah. Your Creator is the one who created you, and he's the only one that causes death to you. If it's not meant for you to die, you will not die. So what are you fearing for? It's old saying, people want to go to heaven, are afraid to die. So stop being afraid to die, because you can't die before you die.
You don't see the animals afraid.
If I heard you brothers correctly, the board was lit up, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, see, this is the problem with the board being lit up. In a country that has the small amounts of populated areas of people of color, one of the hardest things that we are afraid to recognize is ourselves, okay? And the reason for that, the dominant white culture is the evil two-legged man and woman on this earth. And the hard part is you guys don't want to recognize and see it. Wherever there's an Indian or a black man, or a yellow man, or a Hispanic sitting there, they have to come by because they're all programmed to do this. There are many places you can go and walk away from us. They don't want to do that. They want to see these Indians to make a story, make something, because that's how the white race is. They love to do this. And the sad thing is, you guys don't recognize it. But don't forget, they recognize it because they got all them satellites up there tracking your phones. They got homing devices. They're all called transponders like they have on planes. They can follow you wherever you go with that phone. Unfortunately, the flip phone don't have it. And that's the sad thing that people don't want to get into. I got to have technology. Oh, my God. Jonathan. The white man for you. Forgive me for using that topic, man. I just had to throw that out as food for thought. And you know damn well they say that. Oh, Jonathan, come, honey. Oh, man. Inhuman, that race. God damn. Guess what? My people are doing the same thing from an indigenous perspective. Jonathan, come, son. Oh, get the hell out of here, man. It's a damn shame what that white man did to himself, isn't it? Anyway, see, humorous people, man, have that way to bring it back around. And as we come to the bottom of the hour, you know, you listen, folks, it's up to you. It's your show.
It's your show to make man progress a perfect agenda that is created for indigenous people. And again, thank everybody. I thank everyone that's tuned in. Thank to Christine Benelli for calling in. Haven't heard her for a while. I'm glad she came on. And most of all, thanks for you listening audiences to really pay attention to what I said. And you do that. You analyze yourself when you look at the animals inside of a fence and take a look at a house that's got people in it. Who's really incarcerated? And when you look at that, then that theory that the white man have in that criteria, we're all as one. Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light, we're so proudly we hail. Ah, get the hell out of here. You see, that's the image y'all are still doing. And what do? You cover your heart as you're singing that song.
Damn shame, man. No remorse for a people that are occupying a country that don't belong to them. My God, indigenous people, come on, help me out. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. You don't need a multitude of people to get your message out there. You need yourself and the people that believe in freedom. That's how independence works. It's been here since time immemorial, and the animals are still trying to tell you, two-legged, get your head out of your behind and quit smelling man your stink. This thing's out here, created by the white race. Come on, let's get rid of it. And that's how, man, we make a long story short. And so in closing, folks, tonight, this is what I'm going to do for you. This song was asked for me to be made for the kids many years ago. And thanks to my late Uncle Everett Lonehill, he said, Toshka, so I listened to my late Uncle Everett Lonehill. My Uncle Everett Lonehill, man, I listened to him and I went up on the hill. And so when I get up on that hill, guess what was coming to me? I went up to the hill with my big man, my big yellow lab that was crossed between a boxer and a yellow Labrador. He looked like a mastiff. This was the song that was given to me. Can you all hear me pretty good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, here's the song in closing to all of you. And thank you all for coming on to the Indigenous Voices of People. It's your show. This song is for all of our kids.
Oh, yeah, take it, hey, hey, hey.
Leon Piscalo, Tokata, Oya Tekele, Wakanja Nupiscalo,
encouraged me to go back up to hills and learn our songs the old way through our grandfather and our grandmother, the wind. And I've done all them things that my late uncle has taught me, because my late uncle Everett Lonehill used to sing for the Sons of the Oglalas with my uncle Matt Tubbles and my aunt Nellie Tubbles. And my uncle Everett was one of the lead singers with them. Man, he had a beautiful and powerful voice. And Uncle Everett used to always be a chairperson in our Warrior Society. There was him, there was Uncle Everett, Uncle John around him, Uncle Guy White Thunder, okay? And my uncle, Fred Martin. Those four, those are all people that believe Wolakota. My Lexis did it. And I thank all of you for tuning in to Indigenous Voices of People radio show. And I take full responsibility of my words and actions. I didn't mean to offend you, and if I did, so be it. You have my number, 605-517-2621, 605-517-1547. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Thanks to everyone that tuned in and all the brothers and sisters that contribute to our travels from bringing donations back to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And thanks to all you strong heart brothers and sisters for standing in solidarity and support of what we do as that togetherness of a people struggling to remain free. Take care. We love you all from Indigenous country on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Okay, we'll put a trunk in each other. Taho.
Taho.
Taho. Aloha. Aloha. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Till the next time, folks. Next week.